Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Israeli football fans have been attacked in the centre of Amsterdam. This was following a Europa League match between the Dutch side Ajax and the Israeli club Maccabi Tel Aviv. Now, there was a heavy police presence on the streets as pro-Palestinian supporters, enraged by Israel's ongoing bombardment of Gaza and Lebanon, clashed with those Israeli football fans. Well, let's get the latest now. We're joined from Amsterdam by local reporter Shanai Bostas. Shanai, thank you for being with us on the line this morning. Can you describe what happened last night?
Sure. So there was a football match, and in the run-up to the football match, we already knew that it might be some tension because there were several demonstrations that were planned. The mayor had not given permission for a demonstration supporting Palestinians in the Middle East to take place right next to the football stadium. It was somewhere else. But in recent weeks, there have been tensions around these kinds of demonstrations. Plus, we have the fact that the Dutch have a healthy and very violent sector full of football hooliganism. So it's not uncommon to have issues around football matches. So as the match came on, there was already some tension in the air. But after the match, which was won by Ajax, I've just spoken to witnesses on the streets in Amsterdam, and it does seem like there were groups of people who were organised, looking for trouble, looking for fans, chasing people. And this person saw the riot police actually escorting Israeli fans back to the hotels to try to avoid violence. But unfortunately, there are scenes of violence where people were attacked and assaulted. And the mayor and the police have confirmed this and condemned it in the strongest terms.
OK, now this Israeli football club, Maccabi Tel Aviv, some of our listeners may remember this was the club which the former Ireland striker Robbie Keane managed until June of this year. But can we talk about the reaction to these clashes? Because we've had very strong condemnation, haven't we, from Israel. What have politicians been saying in the Netherlands?
They've always already been calls for a debate in the Parliament about this, because there have been increasing concerns about what you do about demonstrations in general and demonstrations that could turn violent. And it's a complicated thing to do in a capital city like Amsterdam. At the same time, there have been lots of people in the Netherlands who've been calling for more action on football hooliganism for a long time, because it takes up a huge amount of police capacity. And there are some concerns that the stadiums and the football clubs don't do enough themselves to police it. And actually, a lot of people have been looking to England and how football hooliganism has been managed in England for an example of what they need to do in the Netherlands. So I think it's brought two things really to a point. I was speaking to someone who witnessed some of these chases, apparent chases in the red light district last night, and he was saying, look, you've got these two things that are coming together. You've got the football hooliganism element, and you've got the political component, and this is just poison.
And tell me, there are some reports that there are fans unaccounted for this morning, Shanai. What have you heard about that?
I haven't had any confirmation of that yet. There's going to be a big press conference at 12 o'clock, so I think we'll hear the latest on that. I have seen that they've confirmed 62 arrests, but I think things are still falling into place. There are a couple of extra aeroplanes that are being put on by the Israelis at 2 o'clock, so I guess fans will be going to the airport at the moment. But the hotels that I've been speaking to in the Red Light District are all quite tight-lipped about it, mm-hmm. So we don't really know.
And we do know as well that the police there in the Netherlands did say to supporters visiting from Israel that they shouldn't leave their hotels now, that they should remain there.
Sure, yes. And actually, on the day, there were some noises suggesting that it probably wasn't a wise idea to be too dressed up in your football gear. I mean, that's probably a good idea at any time, really. But around the red light district, there are many people and tourists wandering around who've got no idea about what's going on, and people who haven't heard about it at all. So it's not like the whole city's in shock. But for sure, for the people who know about what happened, I think this is a big shock.
Shanai, thank you very much. Shanai Bostas there, a journalist in the Netherlands.